This won't end well for Illinois.
Here's a three. It ended well.
McCourt for the win. In the air. It is up. And it is gone.
Fourth and 16. Pressure comes. Emmanuel Bebe with the ball in the air. Makes the catch. Yes.
Everybody, and welcome to another edition of Oski Talk. My name is Anthony Pasquale with Patrick Catazone. Once again, a lot to get into on the show, so we'll get right started with the front page. First and foremost, I know this is a little bit later than we would like to, but we want to make sure we gave it enough attention. We're going to start by just remembering Bobby Rountree, the Illini defensive end, who had a great career in an Illinois uniform before having a terrible accident last year and left him paralyzed. He was on the road to recovery, doing a lot of rehab, inspiring us all, but he is dead at 23 years old. Truly shocking and heartbreaking for Illini Nation.
Yeah. Bobby was a guy who, I think, through incredible adversity, shone through. He really, through the whole process of rehab, had a positive attitude about it. And it looked like, you know, he was going to be getting better and better every day. And it's just incredibly terrible that he passed away. But, you know, we're all lucky to have him be a part of our lives for that short amount of time. I know you and I got to talk to him a couple times, and every time you just left feeling, you know, even better about yourself and looking, you know, at adversity in a different way. So, he's going to be very, very dearly missed from us here on Oski Talk.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the biggest thing that stuck out to me is not even the time I spent talking to him, but the time I spent talking to teammates and coaches about him. There was never a bad word to say. It was always just about how great Bobby was as a person, as a leader, as a teammate, and of course, as a player. He was awesome on the football field, and I wrote an article two football seasons ago, that would be, about Wole Batiku and his relationship with Bobby, and they never played a snap together on the football field. And that just shows you the connection that Rountree was able to build with everybody in that program. And, you know, it's truly, truly sad and gut-wrenching to see him go, but the impact he left on everybody that he ever touched is just so great.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, he's going to dearly be missed. We wish the best for the Rountree family and all the Illini family as well, who's there with him.
Yeah, absolutely. Massive loss for Illini Nation, but it should bring everybody together a little bit. And like you said, thoughts and prayers with the Rountree family and everybody who was affected by that tragic loss. Moving on here on the show, the NBA draft is coming up this week, July 29th. That's Thursday. And we've got a guy that should hear his name called in the first round. Io DeSumo has spent some time working out with various teams. He showcased some of them on his social medias. I know the Lakers, the Wizards, the Warriors are three of the teams that he has worked out for. You know, a lot has been made about how he's kind of booming up some draft boards as we get closer to draft day. And I've looked at some mock drafts. I've seen him going as late as early second round in like the 30s. I've seen him going in the first round at, you know, 25 to the Clippers, or like 28, 29 to the Suns. I've seen him 22 to the Lakers. And I've heard the Lakers are really interested in Io DeSumo. So all that sounds really exciting. That's just in a couple of days. It'll just be awesome to hear his name get called.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. It's on a much later night. Io's, you know, it was all worth it. You know, he came back an extra year and brought Illinois back essentially. And we owe him quite a bit. I'm excited. I've also been looking at mock draft boards. I always thought Knicks going at the 21 pick would be great. But I think they'll probably stick to a center maybe there. Isaiah Jackson from Kentucky makes sense there. The two picks from Houston, they'll definitely be going after a guard in one of those picks, 23-24. So definite possibility there. Clippers, Denver, the next two, I think, possibilities after that.
Denver seems to like him a lot too.
Yeah, Denver was definitely interested at 26, but at the very least, he's going 29th to the Phoenix Suns. They could use a guard off the bench, I think. You know, a guy that could fill in a good 10, 15 minutes. And I think Io fits that bill. So at any of those guys, any of those spots right there, I think makes sense. But I think 22nd to the Lakers is probably where he's going. And I think Lakers will probably end up moving THT. So there probably won't be a problem with that either.
Yeah. And obviously there's rumors that Chris Paul or Kyle Lowry or name X, Y, and Z could be heading to the Lakers this off season. But anytime you get a chance to play with LeBron and Anthony Davis, you'll learn a lot. And I know LeBron is listed as a strong forward, but he could probably, or small forward, I should say, but he could probably be among the best point guards of all time if you consider him as a point guard. So there's just a lot to learn for Io pretty much in all of those spots. I think fit-wise, the Lakers and the Suns make the most sense to me. And that's probably the two places I'd like to see him go. But the Nuggets, like you said, the Rockets, Wizards, there's a lot of places he could go. And honestly, I'm just happy that, you know, he's going to get to fulfill that dream. I think he did everything right in high school, did everything right in college, made the right decisions for him and his family to come back, perform, get better, get stronger, become a more valuable draft prospect. And now his dream is going to come true. And as you know, he's been on this show before, he's a guy that both you and I loved watching, loved talking to. It's just awesome to see that come to fruition for somebody.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think he could do a lot for teams. You talk about his transition offense is fantastic. He's got great handles, guy who could finish at the rim. Shooting has always been his question mark, but I think that's something that could be easily developed at the NBA level. Great on-ball defense, another great, important thing to have in the NBA. Defensively, he's not a liability. I think it'll go great. I think the NBA will definitely work. I think he'll definitely come off probably the bench in the next 2 years, but we'll see if he can work his way into a starting lineup. And I think if he develops that shot, there's no question he's starting on a team in a couple of years.
He's always been a slasher offensively, really good in transition, very quick. But the feedback he kept on getting is you've got to get stronger. You got to get better dribbling to your left. You got to develop that jump shot a little bit better and play better defense. And if you look at the player he was from 2019 to 2021, he improved on all four of those facets considerably. So, I mean, he's a coachable guy. He's a guy that'll learn. But, you know, on and off the court, he's just a great guy, class act. You know, I'm happy to see where he'll end up and what jersey I'm going to be purchasing from Fanatics on Thursday night.
Yeah, I kind of want to see him, if I had to do it just for the jersey, like the Suns. I think a Valley Io jersey would be sweet. I think
it's Valley, yep.
The Suns as well. So that's kind of where I want to see him. But I don't think there will end up being a problem with the Taylen Horton-Tucker thing if he ends up going to the Lakers. They're both older. I think adults were more to blame for that situation, how that situation went down. But I think it's definitely interesting to see where he ends up. Other than that, the Lakers, again, interesting. The other guy who's been talked about a little bit by the Lakers as well is Georgie.
Yeah, I didn't expect him to probably get drafted. Like, I just didn't see it as a possibility. I think he'd probably, you know, be an undrafted free agent signee would be my best guess, or late second round. But it seems like the Bucks have a little bit of interest in Georgie, the Lakers, like you said. I'm trying to remember who else he worked out for, but those are the two with the most buzz for sure. And obviously Bucks coming off an NBA championship, Lakers won the last NBA championship before that. So if Bishanishvili finds a home too, that'd just, you know, make Illini Nation very happy as well.
Yeah. He's definitely like last five picks in the second round kind of guy, but if they work out and they see something in him, there's definitely a chance that he could get drafted. But the big guy of the night will be Io. Yeah, it'll be fun. I'm really excited. It'll be nice to hear University of Illinois in an NBA draft or a draft in general. I feel like we haven't got that too much lately.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's just a tribute to probably Underwood and obviously Io deciding to come here, but Underwood laying that foundation to turn Illinois into a program that gets players to the NBA. That's a huge thing that college recruits are going to be looking for when they're deciding. And now, you know, you got some poster boys to build on. So that'll just be a great night for Illinois. I'm really excited to see how it all plays out.
Yeah.
So that is in a couple of days. Obviously, the Illinois TBT team didn't do as well as last year, suffering an early upset loss. So don't have much to talk about on that front. Hopefully next year's team, potentially with Trent Frazier and Damonte Williams on the squad, will fare a little bit better in that tournament. But in Illini football, we're a month away from week zero's game against Nebraska. The team just had media day in Indianapolis. Everybody seems very amped, excited for this season. Brett Bielema, I think, has been great. And every audition that he's had, every time in front of the media, everything he's been saying is good stuff. The progress is palpable. It's visible. They just were at the Cubs game. Curbelo threw out the first pitch and Bielema same the seventh inning stretch. I'd say stick to coaching over singing, but still a great day for Illinois. And now you're about a month away from game time. And we've got some football previews to get into position wise, but not before you tell us about some additions they've added.
Yeah. Illinois recruiting wise, added Jared Batty, linebacker from Illinois, and another in-state recruit, Aiden Lafferty. Two great pickups from Illinois. Like, when we talk about Illinois recruiting, I think Brett Bielema has done what we thought Lovie Smith might be able to do, and that's getting guys from everywhere from Illinois recognizing his name and saying, I want to go to Illinois. I think the difference in the recruiting, like, styles of Bielema and Lovie's excitement, he wants to build, like, an exciting group of guys that are willing to grind every day. And – you know, the heavy hitters of the recruiting class haven't necessarily come in, those the big four stars. But, you know, when you look at Bielema's teams that went to Rose Bowls, didn't win them, it's not necessarily built up with a lot of those guys. You know, it's guys who are three-star guys just playing incredible offensive line, guys who are great runners. And when you look at the running back room, which we'll preview on Friday's episode, it's stacked. So the recipe for success for Bielema is starting to kind of unfold. So these two guys are great. Aiden Lafferty is a guy from Gibson City, extremely fast. So it'll be exciting to see him. I think we'll definitely see him get some time in the next upcoming years.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, he made it very clear his main goal is going to be to recruit, but most specifically recruit the state of Illinois, and he's done an excellent job of that thus far. So I'm excited to see how that goes, but like we said, we got a positional preview. We're going to start with the quarterbacks today. Very simply, well, actually I'll start with the two guys who we thought might be in this room but aren't. Isaiah Williams and Caron Taylor both underwent a position change over the offseason. Isaiah Williams, we've always seen his athleticism, but he just kind of missed it throwing the football. Well, now he's going to be catching them. He's going to be playing wide receiver, probably available for some trick plays as well, but he's going to be playing wide receiver for the Illini this year. And Caron Taylor, dual threat quarterback, almost pulled off the upset victory last year against Purdue, was a better runner than a passer. Well, let's just make him a running back. He's going to be a running back this season for Brett Bielema's squad, leaving the starting quarterback position wide open for Brandon Peters to take for a third year in a row. Last year, we were really excited, thought he might be in Heisman conversations. Obviously, that was optimistic, but very far from the truth. This year, I'm not going to get ahead of myself, but I'm just going to say I'm excited Brandon Peters is playing quarterback again.
Yeah, me too. Those two guys leaving, I believe Karan Taylor is switched to running back. I'm not 100% sure there. But I don't think we'll see him too far up the depth chart. Other than that, obviously, Isaiah Williams switching to wide receiver. He'll be a slot guy in all likelihood. So interesting move there. He'll obviously be a slot wide receiver. I'm sorry. I made that sound like it was a possibility. He plays outside, and there's no way. He's going to be a slot wide receiver, which you know, with the moves that they've made to wide receiver, the wide receiver room is actually looking pretty good now. So that's exciting. I feel like
Karan Taylor, defensive back for Karan Taylor, not running back. My fault.
Oh, D back. There we go. That's what it is. I thought it was running
and,
back.
And Marquez Beeson went from D back to wide receiver.
Right. Yep. And we'll get into wide receivers a little bit later. But that wide receiver room is nice for whoever's starting. And that guy starting will be Brandon Peters. We hyped him up big time last year, and he kind of let us down. I don't know what you do with that, because his offense that they were running was so bad. It was terrible. So I'm going to give him some slack. This offense this year is going to be different. It's going to be more him in the pocket and handing the ball off. You know, it's going to be a little bit more basic, not quite as spready as what they were trying to go for last year. But the Tony Peterson offense has never really been set. It was air raid when he was at Louisiana Tech with Skip Holtz. And in Appalachian State, it was some weird run spread similar to what we ran last year. But now with Bielema, I imagine you're going back to kind of that one back, you know, not quite as much shotgun stuff. He's going to be taking it right from center. I think quarterback-wise, Peters is probably going to have an easier load. You'll probably see more run game as well, so play action a lot more as well, which Brandon Peters can run pretty well. So that's exciting. He's definitely the number one guy after Isaiah Williams. There's no one else. Art Sikowski, interesting transfer. I think he's probably going to be our quarterback next year when Brandon Peters transfers, which will be insane. Because we have seen Art Sikowski been terrible. I think he threw four. I don't know how many interceptions Art Sikowski has thrown to Illinois. I think he threw four a couple years ago.
One game, I think, was two interceptions, two fumbles, I think. So four turnovers.
There you go.
I'll
have that for next week. So I thought that was kind of interesting that you transferred here. But other than that, look down the depth chart. Matt Robinson, a guy who's been here a long time, kind of stuck there. And then two guys who definitely have the possibility to be the quarterback next year. Deuce Spann, a guy who's a little bit more dual threat, has a good pop on the ball. And then Samarco Lear, going to be freshman this year. We'll kind of see in camp how he fits in his role a little bit, so we could report back more when camp and media availability comes more widely known. But right now, the guy that you got to know is Brandon Peters.
Yeah, I think so too. And also, Matt Robinson's been a good backup. He's come in and won games, or at least kept the team afloat multiple times. And I think looking forward, Deuce Spann probably has the most hype surrounding his name, or at least did when he originally committed here. So that's a guy to keep an eye on in the future. But for right now, this is Brandon Peters' team. This is Brandon Peters' offense. Me and you both thought at the end of last year this was going to be Isaiah Williams' team, but I'm blanking on who's our offensive coordinator. What's his name?
Tony Peterson.
Tony Peterson. When he got here, all he was talking about was working with Brandon Peters. You could tell that's why he came here. That's what he wanted to do. He wanted to build that blueprint, build that offense for Peters to kind of orchestrate. And we've seen him make some great throws before. Won't have Josh Ahmed or Bebe on the squad, but the offense still looks solid. So I'm excited to see Brandon Peters playing quarterback. And I'm also excited to see what Isaiah Williams can do in a different position. But we'll get to that in a couple of weeks. Next Friday, we'll be talking running backs. But that's all we got for the quarterback preview. Anything else you want to add, Pat?
Yeah, Tony Peterson will be interesting. I really was down on him to start off. I didn't think he was the greatest hire in the world. I think he could definitely prove me wrong. He hasn't stayed in one place for more than 2 years in a long time. So I think Illinois should expect this guy to want to stay. and build a program. But if he's not, it doesn't work out, I wouldn't be surprised to see him go fairly quickly.
Yeah, me neither. So we'll, I guess we'll see how it all plays out, but I guess that'll do it for this. What'd you say?
Not to be too negative, but I'm going to throw that out there.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's kind of hit or miss, right? I mean, he could come in here and light it up, but he could also come in here and have a dud. And I guess it'll be interesting to see Bielema because, you know, he wants to win and win soon. So we'll see how he ends up handling that. But, I'm looking forward to it. It'll be interesting to see how everything plays out.
Yeah, I'm excited for this new start. I'm curious. Did you go to the Cubs game and see Brett?
No, I was working. I couldn't go, but my buddy, you know, Zan went and got to meet Brett, and he said he was just really good guy. So that's always good to hear.
Yeah, I think that's what we're going to expect from him. It'll be interesting when we're in the press room and able to talk to him a little bit. It's going to be different. I think completely different vibe, the whole team, than what we've seen with Lovey. So it'll be interesting. And, you know, they got a lot to prove. I think defensively they have a great coaching staff. And I think, too, I want to add this, too. I think Brett's going to run what he wants to run offensively. This whole team's going to be more hands-on management, top-down from Brett. So we'll see what that brings.
Yeah, I think the biggest separation factor that'll tell you how different Brett is compared to Lovey is going to be if when we ask about an injury, he gives us an answer.
Yeah, I'm excited to be in that room. I'm trying to think of the first question I'm going to ask him and whether or not I get laughed at like last time with Lovey. But we'll see.
Or the automatic gets to the podium after a loss and just goes disappointing, like every time.
Yeah,
so hopefully Brett at least has some different words following losses. But actually, hopefully there aren't too many losses. I think that's what we'll stick with.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we'll go with.
All right. Well, that'll do it for this edition of Oski Talk. Thank you all for listening. We'll be back next week to discuss running backs, IO's landing spot, and any other news that pops up during the week. But for now, thank you all for listening to Oski Talk. ILL.
I and I.